Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, and he's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And Omar is there. Hello, O.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right.
That was
weird.
Why? What happened?
No, I heard a bing, and then I assumed I was on.
All right. Yeah, because the way you said hello, that's why I was saying, how's it going?
Love you.
Don't start. Oh,
yeah.
Don't start it this early.
There we go. Do we have any news yet before we talk Dolphins? Any news on if Jacoby Brissett's going to play Sunday?
It looks like he will. That seems a little dangerous to me, and especially for a playoff-contending team. He's practiced on a limited basis for the past 2 weeks. Last time I remember a quarterback practice on a limited basis after suffering a knee injury was Ryan Tannehill back in one of those mediocre 7-9 years. It's possible, but here's the thing. If you have a – and let me preface this question to Channing – if you've got an immobile quarterback with an injured knee, what are you trying to do defensively?
Send the house, make him move, because he can't move.
Exactly. This just don't make no sense to me. But, hey, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do to produce the win.
How does the win Sunday over the Jets affect the Dolphins' plans? I mean, I think we all felt good for Brian Flores, but how does it affect what the plan is?
I mean, now you're on the outside looking in for the number one pick. It was always going to be tough competition because nobody can tell me the Cincinnati Bengals aren't tanking the season. When they hired Zach Taylor, who I covered here with the Dolphins, I felt they started tanking the season. He is not a head coach. He's Joe Philbin Jr. And it just makes me question, you know, right now the Dolphins sit at the number four pick, and that's just disaster zone because you need a top three pick at least to end up with Burrow or Chase Young. You know, it would mean this season's a total waste. And if they start to mount and put together a couple more wins, man, everything you've just done has been wasted.
And you are the captain of the Tua Tagovailoa fan club. Everybody knows it. Everybody heard you talk about him. Who would be your second quarterback? Let's say they don't get him. Let's say they get in third or fourth. Is there a second guy you like, or would you have to go off the board?
I do like Burrow. I'm intrigued by Burrow. I'm excited to watch him play on Saturday against Alabama, which I think is about as close as you can get to an NFL-caliber defense. I want to see if he has it. I need to see it. It is put your team on your shoulders and rally them from behind. It is have the poise and leadership to snatch a victory from a loss. I actually hope LSU wins. I want LSU to win because at this point, considering where the Dolphins are, I need Joe Burrow to be the number one quarterback in this draft. I need Joe Burrow to be the number one pick so that everybody can want him and the Dolphins end up with the quarterback that I really want.
And talking about quarterbacks, if they can't get – or even if they do get a young guy – would you be interested in any of these older guys? Like Cam's going to leave Carolina. Teddy might leave New Orleans. Dak is a free agent. Yeah. Are you interested in any of those guys?
I would be. I'm always going to be intrigued in Teddy Bridgewater. I have a fascination and curiosity with Teddy because he comes from my rival school. He comes from this community. I know what he's been through. I know what he's overcome. I see what he can do on the field. You can't lead. It's not an accident you lead a team to a 5-0 record. Like, let's put some respect on his name. And there are a lot of people who are out here saying, oh, Teddy's going to get a big, colossal deal. And I know that's not true. Come on. I know how the system works. But somebody deserves to give him a respectable deal and say, hey, you're here, Teddy. This is your team. You finally have a team. This is yours. Nobody's going to come here and take it from you. Show us what you could do. And I would be open to that. Cam, I do not have any interest whatsoever in Cam Newton. I watched him earlier this season before the foot injury and saw him push every single throw and knew it was only a matter of time before that arm was finally done.
So you think he's done?
He'll play a couple more years, but he's going to have the Chad Pennington syndrome. I don't like athletic quarterbacks from this standpoint. When you take away their athleticism, what are they left with? Now, the only one that I've ever seen evolve is Randall Cunningham. And I just don't believe in athletic quarterbacks. I don't want athletic quarterbacks. I don't want the scrambling guy. So now that Cam Newton stopped scrambling, is he any good?
I don't know. I mean, it certainly takes away an important aspect of his game.
Yeah, so I'm not a Cam Newton fan. Just from the standpoint, the arm, the age, the injury concerns. Some team is hopefully going to take a reclamation project on him. I don't want it to be the Dolphins. We've done that enough. That'd be like doing Dante Culpepper all over again.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Yeah. Same thing. His ankle is Dante's knee, or his foot is Dante's knee. We talked about that. Oh, have you seen enough from Preston Williams? We know he's on IR now, ACL. But are you locked into him being a number one or two receiver next year on the Dolphins, or are we still working the market, still trying to rebuild the receiving core?
I'm actually not as high on Preston Williams as a lot of people are, because I know that maturity is the reason he went undrafted. Maturity is the number one concern. If you listen to Brian Flores' press conference after he announced that he was out with the season and the injury, all you heard was 2-3 more minutes of hopefully he's mature enough to take this rehab process and handle it like a professional and all this kind of stuff. With maturity concerns, those things rarely ever go away. Look, Channing Crowder played his whole career in the NFL and still had Channing Crowder in him. And here's the thing about Preston Williams, and props to him because he's a super talented kid, but he was just out there winging it the first couple of games of the season. And you saw last week, he finally knows what he's doing. He finally knows the hot routes. He finally knows how to read a defense. So could he have played better the second half of the season? Absolutely. But we'll never know now. And then look at the injury. Who's to say he's going to come back from an ACL injury and be the player that he was before he left? We're still waiting for Albert Wilson to be the same player. We're still waiting for Jakeem Grant to be the same player. Injuries kind of take away what made you special sometimes.
Now, how well do you know Devontae Parker?
I'm aware of Devontae Parker. I don't think anybody knows him well, because Devontae struggles to give you more than five words to any conversation.
This is perfect, because he did a Q&A on the Dolphins social media feed, and I've been fascinated by this since 2 o'clock. I had Solana transcribe it for me so that I could stare at the words. Devontae Parker, if I said to you...
I was puzzled that he said Friends.
Friends!
Number one show.
If he had to binge watch...
Like SpongeBob or something.
SpongeBob, see, Crowder and I were both doing the profiling thing. Man. We were both like, it's got to be Martin, it's got to be A Different World, it's got to be Chappelle's Show. I'm raising my hand, I'm guilty of it. If you said to me, what's Ryan Fitzpatrick's favorite TV show, I'm going to tell you Little House on the Prairie. I'm profiling, but that's pretty shocking, right? Devontae Parker asked, if you had to binge watch one TV show forever, his answer was Friends.
I feel like doing an interview with him to have him justify his decision, because I don't believe him.
Oh, you don't believe him?
Huh. I don't know. No, Friends is okay, but let's be real about it. It's like a super Caucasian show.
Well, that's why it's so shocking, right? Sure. I love it. I think Friends is a great show, but I understand why you might not like it.
And you know what's interesting? Friends is a ripoff of Living Single, which was a super black show. So it's quite interesting that Friends has had the success that, it has had, while not a lot of people know Living Single.
Well, if I can speak for the Caucasian delegation, Living Single wasn't a quarter good as Friends. Let's be honest here. I know we'll all cape up here for our races, but sorry, Friends got you on this one.
I never got the appeal to Friends. It was like, okay.
Well, I never got the appeal to Living Single.
Just about the different worlds we live in, I guess.
Bingo.
That's what makes it funny to me. I know everybody cringes listening to it. It's all done with love, everybody. All done with love. What else here did he say? How about...
Living Single had Will Ferrell in it, Dean Cain.
What?
I'm looking up the Living Single cast. Did they Will Ferrell made it. Dean Cain. There was no black people on Friends.
Are you looking at like a 1 week guest appearance?
Bro, I went through 90 people on the Friends cast, and there's not one person of color.
Oh, stop it. Ross had a black girlfriend for a while,
and they made him dump her.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
Ross.
And then did you see what Devontae Parker's favorite ice cream flavor is?
Vanilla. Well, yeah. My favorite ice cream flavor, too. Oh. I'm like, we got that in common.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with vanilla.
You got that right.
All right. Touche. Touche.
Something's wrong with
you. All right. I just want to have some fun. Thanks, Omar.
I guess.
Omar Kelly. Read his work in the Sun Sentinel.